Unit 7. Lesson 25. New words and expressions.
Ring. Pretty. Smart. Pool. Swimming pool. Arm. Back. Finger. Head.
Lesson 25. Exercise 1. The students have a short holiday. Read Annie's letter and answer the questions.
Dear Sally, I was not at home when you rang this morning. Mum and I went shopping to buy some new clothes today. Mum bought a nice green dress. She looked very pretty in it, I thought. I got some blue trousers. I think they are very smart. I'm going to wear them next Sunday at our family party. Can you come? Could you ring me and tell me? By the way, Kelly, my Australian pen friend, wrote me a letter last week. I brought it to school on Friday, but I forgot to show it to you. I'll bring it on Wednesday. I'll try not to forget. At the swimming pool yesterday, I swam nearly as fast as Mei Hua. Isn't that great? See you after the holiday. Love from Annie.
Lesson 25. Exercise 3. Sally came to Annie's family party. Listen and write the names of the people on the picture.
Can you tell me the names of all the people, Annie? Well, you saw my mum last month, didn't you? Yes, I did. She's the pretty lady in the green dress, isn't she? Yes. My dad's the tall man in the red shirt. My grandmother is the small lady with the white hair. Oh, yes, I see them. My other grandmother is holding the baby. The oldest person in the family, with the youngest in her arms. Aunt Huang, with the glasses, is behind her. She has her hand on the chair. She's the baby's mother. Okay. The man with his hands behind his back is Aunt Huang's husband. The little girl with her finger in her mouth is my cousin Fang Fang. She's the youngest, except for the baby. And the other little girl with the flowers on her head? She isn't another cousin, is she? No, that's Fang Fang's friend, Xu Yan. Now, come and meet everyone.
Unit 7, Lesson 26. New words and expressions.
Noisy. Newspaper. Noise. Make a noise. Dance. Arrive.
Lesson 26. Exercise 1. Read about Li Deming. Last night was a very noisy night in our house. I started my homework at 6:20. But my father was laughing loudly at a funny story in his newspaper. My mother and my aunt were cooking in the kitchen. My grandmother was talking to her friend. My grandfather was watching a football match on TV. My cousin was practicing the piano. The neighbors were making a noise too. I think they were dancing. And what was I doing? I was trying to do my homework. At 8:15, I stopped doing my homework. But I don't think I learned very much. Unit 7, Lesson 27. New words and expressions.
A pair of. Dark. Shorts. Light. Happen. Push. Go off. Knock. Knock at. Be.
Lesson 27. Sound families. Exercise 3. Repeat each of the single vowels slowly and then more quickly. Listen and repeat the words. A plus U equals O. Goes. Home. Coat. No. Cold. A plus U equals ow. Out. Trousers. How. Brown. Unit 7, Lesson 28. New words and expressions.
Still. Think about. Bus driver. Get on. Pam.
Lesson 28. Exercise 1. Read the story and answer the questions. One day, when she was walking home from school, Anne saw a doll in the shop window. When her father got home in the evening, she told him about it.
It was the most beautiful doll in the world. It had long brown hair. It had big brown eyes, and it was wearing a beautiful red dress.
And you want to buy it, said her father. How much is it?
500 yuan,
said Anne. 500 yuan, said her father. That's too much. But every evening when Anne's father came home from work, Anne talked only about the doll. After a week, her father said, Oh, all right. Buy the doll. The next evening when her father came home, he said, Let me see the doll. Anne didn't say anything. You did buy the doll, didn't you?
Well, no,
said Anne.
When I went back to the shop, the doll was still there. I thought about it. Nobody else wants the doll, so I don't want it.
Lesson 28. Exercise 3. Listen to the news report on the radio and decide if the sentences are true or false. Circle T or F. A man was hurt today when he was trying to cross a busy street. A bus was coming quickly along the road. The man ran into the middle of the street. The bus driver tried to stop, but he was too close and he hit the man. The man was badly hurt. The bus hit his head and now he can remember nothing. The man is now in hospital and the police are trying to find his family. They know his family name is Lee, but they don't know anything else. He is about 20 years old and 1.75 meters tall. He was wearing a smart dark jacket and light trousers. He was carrying a bag of English books. Do you know him? Please ring this number.